From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The White House is now saying that certain conditions must be met in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. is operating from a position of strength.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea.
Now, however, Sanders said the president will not have the meeting without seeing concrete steps and concrete actions by Pyongyang.
And they have made some major promises. They've made promises to denuclearize. They've made promise to stop nuclear and missile testing. And they've recognized that regular military exercises between the U.S. and its ally, South Korea, will continue.
The White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance to meet with Kim by May resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. The top United Nations human rights official called for the U.N. General Assembly to refer alleged atrocities committed against the Muslim Rohingya minority in Myanmar to be referred to the International Criminal Court for prosecution.
What I have said is that it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if a court were to make that finding in the future.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad Al Hussein also urged Myanmar's government to allow monitors into Northern Rakhine State to investigate. White House officials say U.S. President Trump will attend the Summit of the Americas in Peru this April. The regional summit, which began in 1994, is seen as the leading forum for the United States to influence events across the region. The decision ends speculation that tense relations between the U.S. and some of its southern neighbors could cause Trump to miss the summit.